The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Daniela, pardon the Gadfly.
Question number one. Fordham is hosting a big governance to-do this week, and Rick, you're contributing a paper. How big a challenge is America's governance system?
Oh, and by the way, Rick, don't give a warmed-over answer you've given before. Like your warmed-over paper, you just cut and paste from everything else you've ever written about mayoral control, buddy. No, just kidding. It's fresh. It's new. New insights from Rick Hess, right?
I got to tell you, this is the danger. You ask somebody who's been writing about school boards and such for 15 years, you know what you're going to get.
Well, it's going to be a breakthrough volume, but yes, some of it will have been seen before.
It's right. I mean, it's a constant tension when you're trying to like use a volume as a means to move forward. All right, but covered governance, let me just say, governance, how big an issue is it? It's a big one.
All right. So some people are going to say, look, all this talk about structures, you know, is it school boards are getting in the way, or we got too many cooks in the kitchen, our system's too fragmented, it's a loosely coupled train, whatever you want to talk about with these structural problems. Say, hey, you're missing the point. What matters is what goes on in the classroom.
Mm.
Well, how do you respond to that?
I think that this all matters. But I mean, hey, I got to tell you, I mean, if you go into a dysfunctional nonprofit or a dysfunctional company and you say, well, it doesn't matter that we don't know where the money's going. It doesn't matter that we don't know how to organize ourselves. It doesn't matter that we don't know who's accountable to for what, to whom, because all that matters is whether or not we're really making good stuff. I'm like, yeah, you don't think it's easier to make good stuff in a well-run organization than a crappy one?
Right. And you start to peel back the layers of this thing. I think the big question for this conference and this topic on governance is it beyond repair? I mean, is there anything that can work other than starting fresh like we have in the charter school sector or with school vouchers or something radical like that? You've got 14,000 school districts, 50 states, the federal government, all these other actors involved. And at the end of the day, it means that public school leaders in particular have very little leeway because they've got all these other people making decisions for them. And how you start fresh in that kind of environment is very tough.
They're serving many masters.
Well, but by the time this podcast comes out, people will either be at our event or watching it online. So we hope it's a dandy. We can't wait. You know, Rick, we're a little nervous that we're going to have too many people show up and we're not going to have enough lunch. But we're working the numbers. It's all about just predicting how many people are going to bail and watch the webcast instead.
Well, that's right. So how many people pre-registered?
We got about 250, and we got lunch for about 160.
So I think you're good. I mean, our AEI ratios are usually that something like 60%, give or take.
Yeah.
Of pre-reg shows.
All right. Just an advance warning, Rick. You may not get lunch.
I got to fly to Florida that afternoon anyways.